BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, you know, and you maybe have a Twitch Prime sub available, if you know what that is, well, click your little purple button up at the top. See if you have it, and if you'd like to use it here, feel free. It is September. That's right, you get half price subs for the entire month of September. So if you'd like to use that here, we would greatly appreciate it, but if not, we understand. But please use it here. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Yeah, it's 50% off, so it means a new Tier 1 subscription is $2.50. Please use it here. I mean, it's less than a Starbucks cup of coffee. Yeah, eat that. Hi, everybody, at Wild Talk Radio.
Everything is less than a Starbucks cup of coffee these days.
At Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, Ellen's Ward. Come to wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/wtradio.live, or rackradioshow.com. Join in on the fun, because we got some stuff to talk about this evening.
We do. We don't have a lot of news, but, well, we've got a pay-per-view that we have to talk about. That's right, Clash of Champions is going to be happening this Sunday on the WWE Network, so we're going to break that down for you in the second part of the show. But we've also got SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. So we're going to jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And, well, thankfully, there weren't any, like, huge stories this week.
I mean, there's one.
There's one, but there wasn't, like, crazy news. By the way, for your NFL update, just in case you're interested, because we're doing the news, it's Buccaneers 10, Panthers 6. We are going into halftime right now in that football game, because football!
Football's back, and they're running behind because of weather delays.
And also, I whooped Rock's ass in fantasy this week.
To be fair, I had the second highest score in the entire league.
But you still lost by, like, 20 or
by,
so
by about
points.
30 points. But still... Hey, I won my pay league, though. So I won week one of my pay league, so that's cool.
We're not going to talk about what happened with the Falcons. We're just going to go with the fact that I won, because that's all that counts. Anyway.
If you I was going to say, Sunday was going to be a fun night because
football,
wrestling,
Eagles,
Falcons, and wrestling together.
I'm just saying this right now. If the Falcons do what they did last week, Mama's going right to wrestling. Not even going to hesitate. Just Mama's going to go right to wrestling because I have a funny feeling Boo-Boo's going to maybe be a deciding factor. I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway.
News. MBGFilms, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Go.
So the big story, which is kind of interesting, is that takeovers will no longer be happening on pay-per-view weekends.
Yeah, it was they put out a thing about the Royal Rumble ticket packages, and takeovers weren't included. They were selling tickets for an event called Worlds Collide, taking place the night before the Royal Rumble. And apparently, the takeover schedule is going to be changing going forward in 2020. I think the last scheduled takeover this year is Survivor Series weekend, so that will be the last official one. There was talk of doing 6 a year, I think it was, next year for takeovers. So the new schedule, breaking the way from the big 4 pay-per-view events, will allow them to go to 6 for the year. Also to compete against some elite wrestling.
Yeah, they're stepping up their game. I can't blame them. I mean, and I hate the fact that that NXT and AEW have to compete, but like I told Rock, it makes sense that WWE is getting behind this early and they're getting this all set up now because it's easier to do it right off the bat when AEW is raring to go versus getting behind the eight ball 6 months from now or 8 months from now or however long it takes, could even be 1 month, and trying to struggle to catch up. So they're pre-planning for this quote-unquote war that's coming. But I like the fact that they're going to 6. It shows that they believe in NXT, they're expanding the schedule, and as it's becoming its own viable third brand opposed to just the developmental brand, it's now a third legitimate brand. It makes sense that they should have more pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
So, good on them.
With weekly TV starting next, with live weekly TV starting next week, it makes sense because you go in 2 hours, you want more talent to get some exposure on takeovers, and you go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Six is a pretty decent amount. One every couple months. You build 8 weeks of TV to takeover. I mean, that's not the worst schedule in the world.
No, that isn't. That really isn't. Is there any news that NXT is going to travel more?
I think they're staying on their same little travel schedule. They work the Florida loop. They're going to do their little road trips every week, every other weekend or whatever it is that they're doing at this point.
So are they doing TV at a Full Sail?
Every week TV will be at a Full Sail.
Oh, cool.
As of now, it could change down the line, but the plan is they've renewed their partnership with Full Sail University, or they're continuing it to go live every week.
That's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, you know, something that may play into the new 2-hour NXT is WWE has hired former Impact interviewer Mackenzie Mitchell and House of Hardcore commentator Matt Camp. Don Vollmer was hired as well. He's a comedian / sports insider, according to his Twitter.
Yep. I saw it on Twitter. It's like, oh, okay. I don't know who that is. What does his Twitter say? So that was that. Matt Camp is going to do the WWE, and I think Dan is going to do the WWE digital stuff with Kathy Kelly and stuff like that. So they're expanding that group. I don't know where Mackenzie fits. She may be digital. She may be an on-air host coming for the Fox stuff. They're just stepping up their game.
Yeah, there's also a rumor going around that for Raw and SmackDown, they're going to go back to the two-man booths. And so they're going to be shifting people around there. So we'll have to see how that goes next week when everything hits the air. But for this, you know, they're bringing in additional people. They're stocking up on interviewers, probably to have a few more backstage interviewers instead of just like one or two, like what they've had. Like, I think
they have Charlie, they have Sarah, and they have Kayla. Right now.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to beef that up a little bit and have one or two, and maybe even have a male backstage interviewer, because it used to be all men.
Used to be. By God, Gene. But one of the things going with it is, I think Kathy may be moving more with NXT, because she's done a lot of work with them, so her role may be going there. Her and Mackenzie may do the NXT loop.
Well, that's cool if they do.
We'll have to see.
Well, we will have to see. So good on them. Congratulations, everybody that got hired. And, well, moving away. Well, you know what? Before we move away from WWE, let's do the Blame Bruts.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So In an interesting turn of events, we'll get into that on SmackDown. Elias won't be walking with anyone for a while because apparently he has hurt his ankle and I believe he had surgery on it.
Hashtag blame Brent.
I hear about the surgery, but it would make sense if he did. So yeah, we'll see what happens with Elias, but he was removed from the King of the Ring tournament. Who replaced him? We'll tell you in just a couple moments in the SmackDown Throwdown.
But how did he do it? Does anybody know?
No one knows.
It's a rather mysterious injury, but yeah, so hopefully Elias gets better soon. But speaking of SmackDown, so shall we jump into it?
And we got one more story.
Oh, right, that.
Yeah, the big story.
The big story. The big story. How could I forget the big story? So, Impact, y'all. Impact has a new TV home. You want to know why Impact has a new TV home? Because Anthem has bought the majority stake in AXS TV. That's AXS TV.
Formerly HDNet.
Formerly HDNet. And so they are moving Impact onto that network.
That will be starting after Bound for Glory. No date or time given. As of yet, but they will be continuing on Twitch as well, so I think they like what they have going on with Twitch. They have the partnership with them, so they're going to keep that going. But it's moving to AXS Television. Anthem has bought a majority stake along with Steve Harvey. There's like some sort of partnership between them. Anthem is trying to get into the U.S. with a stronger network. So they purchased it from Mark Cuban and his group. They've been working on this deal for a long time. It was supposed to be around Slammiversary that this deal was supposed to be announced, but there were holdups and everything, so it did not come. It's good for Impact to get off of Pursuit, because no one watches Pursuit. No one knows what Pursuit is, and no one can find Pursuit. I know I can find AXS Television, which means I can continue watching Impact Wrestling on my television. I'm happy about that. This is, AXS TV is home to Women of Wrestling. Women Superstar. Women of Wrestling, the new company with Tessa Lynch as lead. Along with New Japan Pro Wrestling is also on this network.
Which is interesting.
So there's that. There's some interesting scuttlebutt on the internet that could go further down the line of Anthem buying other properties that revolve around the ring. Some could say has some honor to it. We'll see. It's just scuttlebutt. Nothing. But yeah, so, but they own the libraries, so they own like some ROH, they actually own some ROH content, that the stuff that was on HDNet for a couple years. So they actually technically own that now. It's a big move. Hopefully it's something positive. It gets Impact back out there to the public, because it's hard. Being on Twitch, as we know, it's hard to get out there, but for a wrestling company, it's really hard when you used to be on Spike TV, then Pop, and now just Twitch and Pursuit. It's, you've fallen down a peg. So getting back out there is good for them.
This will be really good for them. This is showing that, and as we've been kind of reporting as news has trickled out about Impact, is that they're stabilizing and they're getting stronger, which is what you want to see, because there for a while everything was so dark for them and Anthem bought them and nobody really knew what was going on. And they've done, I feel like, a lot of rebuilding work. They've done a lot of repair work with Impact. And really, all of the repair work had to be done in the office and structurally within the company to make it sound again. Because there at the end, it was so broken that they couldn't help but, you know, go out of business. Just from a financial standpoint, from a management standpoint, like, you looked at how everything went down there at the end, and it was just like, God, you know, are they even going to make it? And Anthem came in, bought everything, and has taken the time to really, really improve Impact. So this is a wonderful sign. Even though they bought the network, but there is nothing wrong with nepotism in this case, they bought the network to put Impact on it to get it back on TV. So that's, since nobody else would give them a TV deal, they're like, fine, screw it, we're just going to buy a TV network because we can. Which, okay, that's fine. I have no problem with it. The good thing about this is that Impact doesn't have to worry about getting a new TV deal, because as long as they're doing okay in the ratings and as long as Anthem owns the station, they're not going to get canceled. They don't have to worry about that. So they can do their own thing. And also, they're at the mercy of their parent company, what happened with Spike, and I think what a lot of people don't realize, and this happens to WWE, and this will probably happen to AEW as well because they're with TNT slash Turner, is the larger networks are saying, okay, we like what you're doing, we want ratings to be up, and we want you to bring in XYZ talent. We'll pay for them to come in. And that was the case with Spike. They paid for specific talents to come into Impact because they wanted them there. And Impact got told who they were going to use and how they were going to use them and what Spike wanted to see. Because Anthem owns the network, Impact will not necessarily have that problem.
Yeah.
So this, I feel like this is a really strong move for them. I know that was like a long way to get back around to it, but this is a really strong move.
I don't disagree.
So good for them. Can't wait to see it. So now SmackDown?
Yeah, let's get a little, we're not going to go full details in the SmackDown, but there's a couple things we need to talk about in the SmackDown Throwdown.
Welcome everyone to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
The best in the world!
By the way, I just want to add this real quick before we get into SmackDown. If you're sick and you're like coughing in the hacking to the point that it's like wet, you're a special kind of jerk if you go into work. No offense, but full offense. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you're that sick and you can stay home, just stay home. Okay? Okay? We all clear? We all good? All right. SmackDown.
You feeling, you feel better after making that comment?
I feel like I have to. Because I can legit feel it. Like, okay. So where this comes from is... I went into work today. I've been traveling all week, so there's something that goes with that. I stayed in a smoky casino, so there's another thing that goes with that. And I'm allergic to cigarette smoke. And so, but I got into work today, and there's this girl, God love her. She's been perpetually sick or coughing since February. Like, to the point that they've sent her home multiple times because she keeps insisting on coming into work sick. Today was one of those days where she came in, like, deathly ill. And she sat there for 8 hours coughing and hacking and bringing stuff up at her desk, two desks down from mine. And I can legit feel it in the back of my throat. And I swear to God, if I get sick because of her, I'm going to be really pissed. Really, really pissed. Because I hate getting sick when it's hot. Hate getting sick, period. But like a summer cold, those are the worst things ever. Because you're already miserable and it's 100 degrees outside.
She could work from home. But she came into work anyhow.
She can work from home. She can. She absolutely can. And given what's going on in our office environment, probably nobody would really notice, honestly. But she opts not to.
So, there you go. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, SmackDown happened with this. Taker.
Yes. And I did get to see him.
She
the
did.
Hotel had USA. I was so happy. Got to see Raw and SmackDown this week. I was so thrilled.
So Tate comes out. He struts himself to the ring.
He looked good. He was sans the Texas gear. He was in
full Taker gear. He talked about memorable moments and taking souls and all that Taker stuff. And they start talking about the new superstars of today. And out walks Sami Zayn and Sami Zayn smugly.
Taker looked confused.
He did. Sami Zayn was very smug, and he was like, basically to sum it up, Taker, you don't belong here. Go home now. I'm the superstar now.
Which is ballsy.
So Taker's like, he nods, okay. And then he starts to leave, and Sammy's so cocky and confident, and he's like, all right, I did it. And he starts doing a little jig, and Taker turns around with that disgusted look on his face. He's like, oh boy, this one screwed up now. Walks back in ring, grabs Sammy by the throat, choke slams him, and the dead man leaves.
One, that's it. He's done.
He's done.
And yeah, bless Taker. Bless him so much. It was kind of the you die now look. That's what it was. It was the you die now. There's you die later, you die now.
And the one other thing we need to touch on from SmackDown, because the rest we'll cover when we talk about the pay-per-view, because there's a lot to tie into.
But there's one thing I want to mention.
Okay.
So, because we didn't do a Raw post-show this week, a certain Funhouse dropped a hint.
What?
11-19. Which some people are speculating is means Taker's debut date. So I think a lot of people were, including me, were looking for the Fiend to attack the Undertaker, and it did not happen. We got no Fiend this week. He did not go for Austin. He did not go for Taker. But what's interesting, because I wanted to bring this up.
Hold on. That was never the plan. Continue.
Wait, what?
Taker was never supposed to be attacked by the Fiend on SmackDown. That was never the plan.
No, I was just willing that into existence.
No, he said the original plan was, that was never the plan. Anyway, continue.
No, my original plan was for that to happen, yeah. But I don't know what their original plan was. Again, you would have heard me scream from Oklahoma if that happened. Anyway, what's interesting of what they said on the Firefly Funhouse, and we'll get back to SmackDown in a second, is Bray said that the people that he's attacked all took something from him, mm-hmm. which I'm trying to figure out Foleying King. And maybe that's a discussion for another time, but it was just very interesting because basically the puppets, which the rabbit's better, by the way, this week, y'all. He's okay this week. He's not blinking or anything. All said stranger danger, and Bray was like, I'm not going to attack Austin, because they were all trying to get him to attack Austin or get the Fiend to attack Austin, and he's like, Austin's just an old rattlesnake. He didn't do anything to me. I'm only attacking people that did things to me, and then he smacks the clock with this sledgehammer, which is a subtle hint.
A little subtle.
And to fix Abby's clock, because Abby's clock is stuck on 316, which is a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it flips to 11/19,
mm-hmm.
which is correlates, some people figured out, with Taker's debut date, but that's probably not it. But it's interesting.
Oh, it is.
It's very, very, very interesting. But yeah, the Fiend did show up after SmackDown, in which he murdered Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
Yeah. So the one thing we need to also cover from SmackDown. So was King Ring semifinals supposed to be Chad Gable and Elias with all that's hurt? They needed to find a replacement. The replacement? Shane McMahon. Throughout the night, Shane McMahon made Kevin Owens the special referee. Quickly, Chad Gable got the win. Shane then made it 2 out of 3 falls. But Kevin Owens did the slow counts. He did everything in his power to make sure Shane McMahon would not lose. Except Shane McMahon was tapping out. Chad Gable moves on to now the finals of the King of Ring, which were supposed to be at Clash of Champions, but is now on Monday Night Raw. So Chad Gable versus Baron Corbin this Monday on Raw in the King of the Ring finals. After the match, Kevin Owens was fired by Shane McMahon.
Which is unfortunate.
Kevin Owens has been tweeting about cats, and also tweeted numbers that, if you look in the alphabet, correlate with three letters.
NXT. And if you're going to compete against a certain elite group, you want to stack your roster on NXT with everybody's favorites, as it were. So, to make it a little bit tougher. But we'll see if that's true or not. But yeah, I'm not sure I'm okay with them putting Shane in the King of the Ring. I understand Elias got mysteriously injured, but you...
If he won, then no, I would have a problem. He lost, so I'm okay with it.
It's okay because he lost, but it was just like you couldn't find someone other than Shane to do this. I mean, it was great for Chad Gable. He looked wonderful. Even though he kind of looked a little generic, but he looked great in the ring form wise. And when he got that quick roll up on Shane, it was like, wait, there's like 12 minutes left in this match. What the F? And then they made it a 2 out of 3 falls match. And it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then we actually got a really good match from Chad Gable. Shane McMahon was like dead by the end. Poor guy. But I feel bad for him for Chad Gable, I should say, because they're going to do the finals of the King of Ring where it's Baron Corbin versus Chad Gable. And I'm actually hoping they do give it to Chad Gable, but I have a funny feeling it's going on Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it on Raw.
Which is interesting.
Which is very interesting. They're not doing it on Clash of Champions, which we're talking about here after the break. They're doing it on Raw the next night.
I think mainly they timed out matches and went, hey, we're going to run long, so.
Yeah. And seeing as it's Corbin and Gable in the King of the Ring, they're like, yeah, it's not that important. Just do it on Raw.
NXT?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Damian Priest defeated Boa. Solid match.
I'm not sure how I feel about Damian Priest. He's pretty to look at. He's interesting, but I kind of need more substance.
I have a feeling he's going to eventually be a boring Baron Corbin. That's just me.
It's a cool entrance, though.
Yeah. Pete Dunne defeated Angel Garza. Good match.
Very good match. I like that Dunne's there.
Mm-hmm. Cameron Grimes defeated Raul Mendoza.
Okay, I'm going to need Cameron Grimes to fix everything. Just that hat, vest, combo. I don't know what the hell that was, but no. Just no. Fix it. Somebody get that man a stylist. Dream. Help him. Somebody help him.
Candice LeRae walked into Regal's office, said she wants, why is Io getting all these opportunities? Regal's like, you have a point, so you'll be added to the match. And she's like, all right, cool. If I'm in this match, I get my hands on Io. That's all I really want. Don't care who's added in, because Rhea could be added if she wins her match later on. She did not, as the girls tried to interfere. She attacked them, causing disqualification. Shannon got the win. But I enjoyed the little bit we got of the battle.
I want to go back to Candace for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Regal is the cool uncle who's just tired of dealing with all of Hunter's kids.
I mean, not wrong.
That's kind of what's going on here, is Regal just lets them do whatever the hell he wants because he just doesn't want to deal with their crap. And then when they come bother him, he's like, oh, damn it. Fine, whatever. Just don't tell your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's what's going on. The fact that I love Regal so much, and they're featuring him again, which makes me happy. But in terms of Rhea and Shayna,
I'm ready for the full match.
I want the full match. Can we just talk about how Rhea Ripley showed up?
Like a boss.
She just rolls up in an all black SUV. She's got bodyguards. She gets out looking like a badass and just like walks into NXT into Full Sail. Like, yep, I'm here. I own it. It's mine. I licked it. But yeah, I'm ready for the full match between her and Shayna. You don't need to do anything with this. I'm sold. Just do it. Just do the match.
Dakota Kai is coming back.
Brent, your girl was on TV.
The other one was on NXT UK.
She was.
And then there was Gianni Gargano. Soaked in the ovation from the crowd. He was all happy to be there. They were
chanted Johnny Wrestling.
They were like, please don't go. Please don't go. He talked about his last time in the ring. Said thank you, Johnny. He was like, declared his love for NXT, and then everyone's had his back, and then Shane Thorne came out, and he's like, it's enough of this. We don't need any more Johnny time. And they were getting, you know, a little agitated with one another. Thorne told Gargano this place was going to be fine without you. And Johnny's like, he told him to take his walk and leave, and Gargano was like, all right, I'm going to leave. And then he declared he is NXT, super kicked him. And then said he's NXT for life, even though he didn't do the life part correctly. He did a gun, not an out. Close enough.
He tried. That was the important thing, was he tried. And so Johnny Wrestling went from Johnny Wrestling to Johnny NXT, or maybe Mr. NXT. I don't know.
He also had more shades of Shawn Michaels in him, too.
Shawn's been working with him.
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
You can see it.
Just on that super kick, yeah. And the standover, yeah.
Yeah. Sean, you can see Sean's influence in a lot of people, because he's been working with Adam Cole, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's low-key been working with Dream as well.
Oh, he has. So, there's that, and Undisputed Era sent a message that they're going to get, the prophecy will come true next week when Roderick Strong wins the NXT North America title.
That's a nice little video package for him, too.
When they're live on the USA Network next week. So 2 hours.
2 hours.
One on the USA, one on Network next week.
Damn it, Suits. You're just interfering with everything.
But I say we take a break.
And when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week and Clash of Champions. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. The grass is really green.
What? You could travel the world, but nothing comes. you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's apparently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
That's no gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world, Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have.
Not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't know.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard you wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey,
Margarita! Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with a worse song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Margarita style?
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live?
Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Alone in my car, I'm in a parking lot. Darkest spot in my mind, my tongue is dry. Why do I crumble quickly, stumble swiftly? Cursing myself, I burn the furniture. A million times in my head, I'm feeling low. Got nowhere to go, but back up again.
You gotta get bruised before you get mad. You gotta fall down before you fight back. Was feeling so weak, but baby, I'm strong. Little did I know, I'm a champion. I'm a champion.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all, if you're on Twitch, it is Subtember. That means you get half-price subs all month. So you can sub to this channel for just $2.50, or you can sub for free with Twitch Prime. So, you know, to get the details on that, just click the little purple button up at the top above the screen, and you can check all that out. And if you'd like to use your sub here, well, we'd certainly appreciate it. But if you'd like to use it elsewhere, well, no judgment. That's fine, too. But really, please sub to the channel. By the way, just to give you your football update before we do Twitter of the Week, the Buccaneers are up 17-12 as they just scored a touchdown coming out of halftime. So good for them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Twitter of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, so Mojo Raleigh, T.C. Williams High School won, Maryland football won, and the Packers won. It's been an amazing week for football. Bray Wyatt, who is an avid Raiders fan, and if you don't know what's going on with the Raiders this week, then you don't watch football, clearly, simply replies, don't. Poor Bray. Poor Bray. His team has not had a good week, but I think they got the better end of the deal. We shall see if it's the case. Speaking of Bray, Bray Wyatt, a Rattle Nate's skins are the same color as the leaves, she said. You gotta get them before they get you, Sister Abigail. Randy Orton. Wait, wasn't Sister Abby in that barn of yours I burnt down? You mean to tell me we put ourselves and the entire world through a House of Horrors match and she's still around? Bray Wyatt, replying to Randy Orton. It was empty? Yay! It was all for nothing! Yay! #worms. P.S. He puts a gif up that says, you are not invited to the cookout. God. Why? Okay.
Because.
Reasons. That's all. Anyway, moving on. WWE. Becky Lynch and Miss Charlotte WWE will take on Bayley and Sasha Banks next week on Raw. Charlotte Flair replies with the gif from Bob's Burgers. Okay, fine. But I'm going to complain the whole time. Well played. Well played. And this is the only time I'm ever going to like a tweet from this woman. But Kylie Jenner, would you guys like me to film for YouTube? And Bracers replies, forget YouTube.
Oh.
And that's all I have.
Biggie. oh, we can cuss on this app? As soon as I get word I have impunity, I'm going to go to at all my coworkers who can S my effing D from the back.
Eee, such language.
Richard Triunfo, there are two things that the Bills and Jets fans can agree about today. This game is terrible. At least they aren't the Dolphins.
Oh my god.
What?
Just the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. They're terrible. Fake John Madden. You can give them a good young quarterback, Odell Beckham, cool uniforms, and they'll still be the same old Cleveland Browns. Yep.
I mean, it's not a lie. It's really, really not a lie.
Kurt Hawkins. Hey, at WWE Rollins. I hate football, too. It's a thing. Ninja. Lions are the greatest team in the NFL, and it's not even close. Dr. Lupo. This tweet aged perfectly. Crying emoji.
If you don't know what he's talking about, just go watch the end of the Lions-Cardinals game from last week. That is called How You Give a football game Away in 12 Minutes or Less. Right there. Some tactical errors, just a few, were made in that game. Just a few. Just saying.
Let's see. Detroit Free Press, final. The Lions the Cardinals cardinaled. Everyone's unhappy, and it's all okay because one day the earth will get swallowed by the sun and nothing will ever exist ever again. It's one way to look at it.
That's one way to look at it. Pessimistic way to look at it, but okay.
Brian Fritz. Patriots play the Dolphins next week. If the line was Pats minus 25, would that be high enough? I think it's like 19 or something.
I don't know, but I put in every Patriot player I have in fantasy. Because I saw they were playing the Dolphins, and I was like, I'm getting points!
Courage. I'm going to play video games for 10 plus hours today, and nobody could tell me otherwise. Sorry, Mom and Dad. Dr. Lupo, I'm not upset. Neither is Mrs. Dr. Lupo. We still love you. Mrs. Dr. Lupo replied, where was it? I just had it. Just eat your broccoli.
Aww.
Biggie, one day, when I'm old, I won't tell my grandkids about all the countries I visited, the people I met, or the things I accomplished in my career. I will lean back in my favorite recliner and reflect on the big numbers I did on this goddamn app. O.E. Renee Young. I might audition for Broadway while I'm here, and then send Regina and the dogs. Hopefully she did. Aaron Levine. Pete Carroll is now beating every team in the NFL as a head coach, except for the Seahawks. Lawrence Tynes. That's a lie. He did that in Super Bowl 49. Not wrong. Golden Boy. After 49 tweeted about Moisty Palms. Yes, Moisty Palms is a thing. I always play like trash. Now I can actually be trash. This game, they just get me. I mean, you know. It's a thing. Classify. Only those who want it more are awake right now. Courage. I want you. Dr. Lupo. So this is how I find out? Just saying.
I mean,
you know, it's a thing. Becky Lynch tweeted, hey, Bailey, isn't it great to see this, the women's champion get so much attention on the new SmackDown ads for Fox? You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Becky!
Lacey Evans. I don't know what's more classless and embarrassing. Comments like this or having the nasty champions we do. Hashtag bless their hearts. Hashtag nothing but nasties. Hashtag classics champs. Becky replied, new feud, who this? And finally, Corey Graves. Just to clear up all the rumors I see swirling around about the commentary changes in WWE, I'm retiring.
Corey, don't encourage them.
The jacket that I wore on SmackDown Live this week. Forgot that part of the tweet. My bad.
God.
Anyway, let's time to get into pay-per-view. This Sunday on the WWE Network, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork to start tomorrow, and you can post your picks there since the intern's in class. He can't get them from the chat tonight. So there you go. Or on the variety of pages, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/RackRadioShow, or tweet them at WildTalkRadio @RackRadioShow. You know the drill by now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into these matches. We have a long, long card.
Yeah, this is going to be a big show for WWE. And we're going to start right from the top. The Cruiserweight Championship is on the line as Drew Gulak is taking on Humberto Carrillo. Hope I said his last name right. I'm sorry if I didn't. And Lince Dorado.
It's very clear that Drew Gulak should retain. But I think Humberto has a slight chance.
I think Humberto could have a slight chance. But I'm fairly sure Drew's going to retain.
It wouldn't be surprising if Humberto got the surprise upset, but I think Drew Gulak takes down Lince to retain his title.
What makes this good is that it's a three-way, which means Drew doesn't have to be pinned to lose. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's like, oh my god, why is that good? Because he doesn't have to eat the pin. So Umberto could pin Lindsay, and that's how he wins the title. And then Gulak can come back and challenge for it one-on-one, and then that's how you get to a singles match.
It's very possible. So I'm going Drew. You're going Drew?
Yeah, I'm
going
to say Drew.
Magic 8-Ball, will Drew Gulak retain his Cruiserweight title at the Clash of Champions? Yes.
There you go. All right, up next. In a tough one to pick, the IC Championship is on the line as Shinsuke Nakamura takes on The Miz.
Okay. I have one big pet peeve, and they used it on SmackDown, is that I'm going to bring back Class and Prestige to a championship, right? It's my one big pet peeve.
That was just...
We continually go back to this pet peeve over and over and over and over again. It's like, Shinsuke's not been a bad champion. Like, he's not ruined the championship. So it's like, oh, Miz is going to bring back the honor and prestige of the Intercontinental title. It's like, no, he just wants to win the championship again. It should not, that's all it should be. It's not being about prestige or anything like that. He wants to be champion again. Tired of that whole setup that they try to do, especially with The Miz. It's like his whole gimmick is to always bring back prestige to a championship. Yeah, I hate that gimmick.
It's a little, I don't want to say it, but I don't know what else to call it. It's just a touch racist. It really is to say that Shinsuke isn't bringing honor and class and dignity and prestige to the IC Championship. Shinsuke is a highly decorated champion. Maybe not in WWE, but in multiple other promotions. He has had a Hall of Fame worthy career on the independents alone. So to say that Shinsuke Nakamura is not bringing prestige to the IC title?
I don't know about that one, Chief.
Yeah, that's kind of a reach, because I feel like they just didn't know how else.
They don't know how to write The Miz any other way.
They don't know how to tell that story, and so they're reaching for it, and it's like, okay, all right.
I'm kind of over that story, to be honest. That being said, who's winning this match?
Oh, well, I mean, you could put it back on The Miz. He's always a good placeholder champion. I would keep it on Shinsuke. I don't think Shinsuke's doing bad things with the title, and I feel like it's his time for them to do something with him, because they've kind of kept him on the back burner. It's like he was hot when he came up from NXT, and then...
He had a run, and then didn't have a run. He won the Rumble, fought AJ at WrestleMania, turned heel, had a little bit of a run, but never got the championship, so it's been... They pulled back on him a little bunch. I think Shin should retain. I don't think The Miz needs the belt at this point.
But here's my thing. In terms of the roster balance, I kind of wonder if Shinsuke's not going to go back to NXT. I kind of feel like Hunter is maybe getting his people back.
I don't think Shin's going back.
But I feel like he could benefit from going back.
He could, but I don't think he needs to go back. I think he's fine where he is.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say Shinsuke keeps it. I just don't. Well, Miz is certainly a worthy challenger, excuse me.
Oh. Miss field goal.
Score is 17-12, by the way, in the favor of the Buccaneers. I don't think Shinsuke's doing a bad job.
Especially with the partnership with Sami Zayn now, I don't think he needs to drop the belt.
Mm-mm. So, that's a good pairing.
So I'm going Shin, you're going Shin.
Yeah.
8-Ball, does Shin retain on Sunday? You may rely on it.
Alrighty. U.S. Championship is on the line as AJ Styles takes on Cedric Alexander.
So they've been trying to hotshot this feud the last couple of weeks when the club at the OC attacked Cedric backstage and cost him, you know, he was weakened in the King of the Ring match, and they had the big shine moments where he pinned AJ Styles on Monday Night Raw after everything went down in the 10-man tag. He also fought him one-on-one, but AJ was weakened because he took a stunner from Steve Austin, which was awesome. That whole opening segment on Monday was really, really cool with Steve Austin and AJ and Seth Rollins and Braun. It actually worked, mm-hmm. worked really well. This championship has changed hands a lot lately. It's gone from Ray to Joe, from Joe to Ray to back to Joe to Ricochet to AJ. I don't think they need to swap the belt here. It'd be a cool moment for Cedric, but I don't think he's ready for the U.S. title, especially since it's higher up the card, and he's just not there yet. They're trying to get him up in the upper tier. He just seems like a background player, even though he got the big win on Monday. My gut is telling me AJ retains on Sunday, but I don't know what your gut is telling you.
I feel like AJ retains, but he retains in a less than honorable manner. I mean, as much as I would love to see Cedric win the title, I just don't think now is the time to move that over to them. Or to him, I would love to see Cedric just get a little bit hotter in terms of this feud and these two really, really get into it before he finally takes that title off of AJ.
There's not enough momentum there.
No, there isn't. And I mean, while it would be a great moment, like you said, for Cedric, it would just be a little flat. And I feel like he deserves to have that really, really big moment with the title when he gets it.
Because they got to heat him up, and they're trying to fast track heat, and it's just not working. Right. It's not there yet. He's still in the oven baking. He's not ready to go.
Yep.
So Magic 8-Ball will go in the opposite direction. Magic 8-Ball, will Cedric Alexander become the new U.S. champion on Sunday? Don't count on it.
There you go.
What's next?
All right. Up next, we have the SmackDown Tag Team Championship on the line as the New Day is taking on the Revival. I'm going to ask this question because I genuinely don't know who's the champion.
New Day.
Okay. I have lost track. And that's horrible to say because I watch this product every week, but I haven't seen them on TV.
Because the Revival have taken out the New Day. They took out Woods. He was off for a couple weeks. They took out Big E.
No. They did not take out Woods. Woods went to Dragon Con.
Okay.
And he's been recovering for 2 weeks.
But they also took him out in story. They also took out Big E in story. So they haven't been around, so the focus hasn't been with the tag titles. It's been focused on the WWE title match. But this is the fallout because of it. New Day's going to come in a little bit, I guess, had a chance to recover from those attacks, but they can also come in a little bit weak. Revival is on a roll. This all boils down to, okay, are the Revival now going to be moved to SmackDown in a month? To be with Randy Orton.
Probably. Here's my concern with this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this is a match on this pay-per-view. And I understand that New Day was taken out, but they did nothing to push this match on Tuesday.
No, because the focus was on the title match, and it was the Revival of Randy Orton's destruction of the New Day is what the stories they've been trying to tell.
I know that, but the fact that you didn't have the Revival show up to help Orton, the fact that you didn't have New Day show up to help Kofi, the fact that, like, Woods and E have been gone from TV, and again, I know Woods went to Dragon Con, like, and dude absolutely deserves his vacation, but for the go-home to this show, you didn't have either team show up at all. They're in a title match on the pay-per-view. We have not seen hide of hair of them for 2 weeks. To be fair, you could have like recorded a statement with both of them and just aired them. Like, this feud is just, it feels like an afterthought.
Because they hit the hot angle early and they didn't follow up with it. Which is injury related, you take them out. But it's like you could have had the Revival, the New Day return on SmackDown to chase after Revival. Even though they didn't get their hands on them. Just chase them out of the building or something.
Yeah, I mean, you could have done something. That being said,
I kind of want to go Revival just because.
I'm going to go Revival because it ties to the championship match.
God damn, we're going to go the same direction.
Yeah, we are. Yep. We're just that in sync.
Yeah, I'm going Revival here too because I kind of want to. I think the Revival need to go to SmackDown in a draft, a shakeup, whatever. When it's hard splits, which is what I've been telling everyone since day one of the wild card rule, hard split will come on the Fox deal. You're welcome. It's coming.
And they're going to rebalance the rosters when they do the hard split. So I feel like Raw's not going to be top loaded with people and SmackDown's going to get robbed and NXT's going to get robbed. They're going to go across all three brands. And I feel like they're going to balance everybody out.
I think the Revival needed a SmackDown. So I'm going Revival retain, Revival win the titles. I'll be totally wrong because anyway. 8-Ball, does the New Day retain? Don't count on it. So two Revivals and the New Day. What's next?
Up next, we have the Women's Tag Team Championship on the line as Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross take on Fire and Desire. I don't think they're ready to take those titles off of Nikki and Alexa yet. I just get that hunch.
I don't think they need to.
They're, no offense to Fire and Desire, but they're on TV, they're being featured. Keep them where they are, and keep the titles with them.
I cannot disagree. I'm going to go Alexa and Nikki. April, does Alexa and Nikki retain? It is certain. I like Fire and Desire, and their time will come, but they got to... They held the belts off when the Iconics held the titles. The tag titles have more of a focus now with Alexa and Nikki. Let these titles gain some momentum, gain some exposure with Alexa and Nikki, because they're... Alexa and Nikki is a great pairing right now. Well, ride the momentum while you can. It's the best way to put it. Alright, what's next?
Up next, you have the Raw Tag Team Championship on the line as Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman take on Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. I don't know who to pick. And let me tell you why.
Tell me this why.
This is the weirdest thing ever. Because you have Seth and Braun in two matches. They're in this match, and they're in the title match for the Universal Championship, so we might as well go ahead and say, for your Universal title, it'll be Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman. So, they're literally defending their tag team titles.
First time ever.
And then they're gonna fight later on in the night for the Universal title against each other. This is like the most backwards crap I've seen. It's like this, it's like, wait. What? They're going to defend both titles in the same night? And I understand it's Clash of Champions. All of the champions have to defend their titles. I completely get that point. But it's like, what? Just what? I don't even know how to go with this match. Like, it's Dolph and Bobby, right? You would say,
Robert.
You know.
It's Robert.
It's Bobby. His name is Bobby.
It's Robert.
It's Bobby.
Booby.
He's Booby.
He's Booby Rude.
Booby Rude. So... Normally you would be like, you know, against Seth and Braun. It's like, oh no, they stand like no chance. They're going to get slaughtered. But I honestly don't know if that's the case this time. Because it's like Seth and Braun, they're defending and then they're fighting each other. And how does that make for a cohesive work environment? I have no idea. I have no clue.
Since there's no hatred between the two, they can get along. So that takes care of that. In a scenario, it's like, okay, they're going into a feud for the Universal title, so Rollins and Braun should drop the belts to Ziggler and Roode, but it's like, it's Ziggler and Roode, it's like, it's a couple week team, it doesn't really make sense, but then again, Rollins and Strowman as a team doesn't make any sense. If the point of this was to continue a feud past this event between Strowman and Rollins, they keep the belts going forward. Because there's still controversy, and you can use it to build tension, right? But because we know a fiend is lurking.
Yeah, it's like Bray Wyatt gets the winner of the Rollins-Braun match, so...
So it would make sense to drop the belts to Ziggler and Roode, and then Rollins beats Strowman, and Bob's your uncle, and you go to the fiend.
Because I'm not entirely convinced that the fiend is not going to show up in the Universal title match in some capacity. Or Bray Wyatt isn't going to do something.
Oh, we have a safety. There we go.
All right.
Carolina gets two more points. Going into this, so it's like, it's a weird setup. Vince McMahon booking goes Ziggler and Roode win because Braun runs into Rollins and Rollins eats the pin. And then Rollins gets his heat back by beating Braun to keep the belt and it, you go from there. Like... If Ziggler and Roode win clean over Rollins and Strowman, it makes your Universal title match look weak. So that point is, Seth and Braun should just dominate these two, spend 10 minutes on them, Braun murders one, Rollins stomps the other, bing bam boom, then they get to their match.
I just feel like the tag titles are not going to be involved with them going forward, when I say them, Braun and Seth. Because again, Bray Wyatt's right there. So you going to tell me that, for example, Seth Rollins retains over Braun Strowman, the Fiend attacks Bray, or the Fiend attacks Seth, and Braun's just going to stand idly by and let him do it?
Yeah, I mean, he could. I mean, it's family.
He could, but it's like Braun's going to get involved.
So it's like, I don't...
Like, I legit, like, he's almost obligated to because that's his tag team partner. In theory. So it's like, I feel like you do have to take the titles off them in this case. And they seem like they're all about Dolph and Bobby.
I mean, it's not a bad team.
It's not a bad team. And, I mean, if anybody deserves a push, good lord, it's Bobby Roode. He was hot, and then they just, like, forgot he existed till recently.
Mm. But Mr. Heyman likes Robert, so...
Of course Mr. Heyman likes Robert.
There you go.
I appreciate that Mr. Heyman likes Robert.
All right, in terms of picks, it's easy. Seth Rollins retains over Braun Strowman, right?
Yeah.
Magic 8-Ball, does Seth Rollins retain over Braun Strowman? Yes. In terms of the tag match, I don't want to lose points, but we're going to lose points. Ziggler and Roode.
Yeah, I got to say the same thing. You need to take the tag titles out of that equation, and you split Braun off, and you have Braun go do his own thing, whatever he's going to do, and then you move Seth on to Bray Wyatt.
8-Ball, do Rollins and Strowman retain?
Nope.
According to the 8-Ball sources, nope.
Okay. Up next, we have Roman Reigns taking on Eric Rowan, of all people, in a no DQ match. Number one, I love that my big, giant, crazy bastard of a ginger is getting pushed.
He also chucked the fan into Roman Reigns on SmackDown.
He did. So the Wyatt crazy has kicked back in. Eric Rowan's lost his brain. Dude has the crazy stare down hat. And I'm kind of liking where this is going. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of digging Crazy Eric.
So, Crazy Eric in this no-DQ match could lead to Daniel Bryan interfering and helping Eric Rowan beat Roman Reigns.
It could. Absolutely could.
Because Rowan's saying he's on his own, but Daniel Bryan still could be lurking around because this is a slow build to Roman and Daniel. We can kind of see that where that's going. So, Daniel could get involved. Maybe he attacks both men. I don't know.
But he could. But
I for sure think Daniel's getting involved to attack Roman Reigns, whether it costs him the match or not. I'm not completely sure. They've done a nice-ish job on this story. It's been very convoluted to get to this point. But once they revealed it was Rowan, they've had an idea where to go. So that's a positive.
Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to make it really obvious that it was not Rowan. Like, they were legit trying to tell the story and have a secret. And, oh yeah, we all thought it was Buddy Murphy. And then it's not Buddy Murphy, so who could it be? And then you start going through the list of rosters trying to figure it out. And it's like, oh, hey, it's Eric Rowan. So they did try to do something with this. And I very much appreciate that they tried to do something.
The problem was they tried to extend it on both Raw and SmackDown. And they ran out of ideas really quick. And they showed the same video package over and over again. And people got tired of it.
Yeah, so I don't know who to pick. I mean, I want to say LOL Roman wins, but they're pushing Eric.
In a strange world, Daniel Bryan helps Eric Rowan beat Roman Reigns. That's a strange world. This is WWE. We're getting ready for Fox, so either this feud continues or not. Roman's going to be pushed to the moon.
And it's Connor's cure month.
Yeah. But Connor's Daniel, so it doesn't matter. Screw it.
Not anymore. Now it's Roman.
Screw it. Eric Rowan. With Daniel's help. Screw it.
I feel like something's going to happen and Rowan's going to win. They're putting their weight behind Rowan for a reason. I don't want to second guess it. Eric for the win.
Our picks are going to be terrible, just so you know. No chat. 8-Ball, will Roman Reigns beat Eric Rowan? Outlook looks good on that one.
8-Ball.
Up next is what?
Up next is... Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. Now, you've had Randy get the upper hand on Kofi every week since the last pay-per-view, and then Tuesday night, Kofi Kingston beat up and trapped Randy Orton, which I honestly thought was the closest SmackDown and changed the channel afterwards.
Legit,
anyway,
that is a thing.
That is a thing that happened.
I was half coherent enough to remember that. That did happen.
I legit thought that was the end of SmackDown, and I was like, oh, okay, I can change it over now. And it's like, oh, wait, there's another match. Go back. But yeah, so Kofi versus Randy. WWE logic dictates that whoever gets the upper hand typically loses at the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the end. So if you get the upper hand on the go-home before the pay-per-view, you're probably going to lose. So interestingly enough, Kofi Kingston got the upper hand on Randy Orton. So do we think he's going to retain, or do we think that Randy's going to get a little help from the Revival to beat Kofi Kingston?
He could. He really could. I've been saying this for a while, that Kofi's been a mid-card champion, and the last couple weeks have sort of helped elevate him, but then he looked really stupid walking around with pancakes coming out of the title. It just looked a little stupid. So they try to recreate the moment on SmackDown, the MSG moment where he puts him third table. The first table did not cooperate as it collapsed.
No, the power of Kofi's ass compelled it to break.
And then Kofi had to do a weird jump through the second one. It just looked weird. He hit it, but it was weird. I think Randy needs the belt going into Fox. That's where my brain leads. For the male side, I think you need strong heels going into a new television deal, because then there's the chase with the baby faces to kick off of the new TV show. The baby faces need to chase.
I think it's more than that. I think you need the titles on your biggest names going into
that too.
The TV deal, and no offense to Kofi Kingston at all, I think he's been a wonderful champion. Randy Orton is a bigger name. He's more of a household name than Kofi Kingston. And so you put that title on to Randy, because let's be real, outside of Shane McMahon, he's the biggest heel on the show. And they've taken him back to being very dangerous version of Orton. I don't even know how to phrase it.
The vindictive, venomous Randy Orton.
Yeah, where he's the snake in the grass. He's the viper. And that's where they've taken him. And I feel like if they keep him that way and you have Kofi chase, Kofi is always better chasing. And then you can introduce him to the new audience that's coming in that has maybe never seen this before. And you can go from there and maybe hopefully reignite a little bit of the flame that got Kofi Kingston to where he was at Mania, because I feel like the second he won that title, we were really happy for him, and then it's like, eh, because, you know, the whole build was, you want to see him win that title. Well, now the build is kind of, we all want to see him beat Randy Orton, right? Because we've seen it once before, and then he got screwed, and then he sat on the mid-card for 20 years, and now he's got the title, and he's facing up against Randy Orton. So, I have to say Orton.
I say Randy Orton. 8-ball, does Kofi Kingston retain on Sunday? Yes. It feels like the time. I thought SummerSlam was the time, then they did a convoluted finish. Randy needs the belt. He doesn't have to hold it long. He needs the belt.
I feel like he could hold it for like a month or 6 weeks and then just give it back to Kofi, or it goes to somebody else. But Kofi is stronger when he's chasing the title versus when he holds the title.
He's had a pretty good run. Something needs to change.
Yeah. Oh god, the Eagles Falcons game is on at 8:20 at night.
Yeah, it's gone against we've been talking about. It's gone against this pay-per-view.
Oh god, that's rude.
But it's gonna be the pay-per-view's gonna be halfway over, because the pay-per-views now start at 7 PM Eastern.
Woo-hoo.
I think we can combine these two.
Yeah, alright. So you got SmackDown Women's Championship on the line as Bayley takes on Charlotte for the title, and then you've got the Raw Women's Championship on the line as Becky Lynch takes on Sasha Banks.
First off, these four women on Monday night, holy hell.
They brought it down. They brought it so down. And what I loved about that match was the difference in the attitude of all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that they carry themselves, the way that they do everything now is way, way different from a few years ago when they came up and we were having matches very similar to this. You can see the growth in all of them. Over the last few years.
The match was like 17 minutes long. The segment in total was 28 for everything. They had 30 minutes of Monday Night Raw airtime. Ratings went up in that segment, not for the rest of the show, but that segment grew in popularity, which is great for them. And they put on a match that you'll remember. It was the first time these four women have faced off in this pairing. We've seen it in other situations where there's teams, but this is the first time it was Bayley and Sasha versus Charlotte and Becky.
And what's good about this is Charlotte and Becky were not on the same page.
Nope, they still hate each other.
They looked like when they were in the locker room that they had just had angry breakup sex.
Becky would not blink.
Becky was not blinking. Charlotte was just sort of like casually, shamefully dressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you two just totally banged, didn't you, and just aren't saying anything. And then there's Sasha and Bayley,
mm-hmm.
who used to hate each other and now are BFFs and on the same page. So it's a very interesting dynamic between the four. And one can say with a pretty much 100% certainty that both of these matches will be exceptional. They always are. Bayley and Charlotte is always a good time. And Becky and Sasha is similarly a good time. I mean, it's been a while since we've had both.
First time, it's been a long time since we had Charlotte and Sasha in the same ring together, so that was fun. On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of these matches, it's weird. We just talked about it with the men. You want stars. Charlotte's the bigger star than Bayley. That's obvious. But Bayley just turned heel, so you kind of want to keep her in with the title. But then you go on the other hand, Becky's the star. She's the bigger star right now than Sasha. But Sasha just turned heel. So Sasha get the belt, and you put Bayley and Sasha as the top two. And you have Charlotte and Becky chasing. Because at some point, Becky has to lose the strap. And losing the strap to Sasha is no... It's not... You're not losing to Lacey. So it's like, Becky can still regain it. And go back to Tweet of the Week, and we'll tie all this together. Becky's in a lot of the SmackDown ads.
She's in all of the, pretty much a lot of the advertising. She's the cover girl for the game. She's in a bunch of ESPN commercials.
But it's more so SmackDown. She's being pushed on SmackDown while being a Raw superstar. So my brain goes, she needs to drop the Raw women's title at some point just because I think she's moving to Fridays.
That's entirely possible. And I mean, here's the thing. Sasha took a 5-month hiatus. They brought her back, refreshed with a brand new character, brand new everything. I honestly feel like, as much as I hate it because I love Becky as champion, I feel like it's going to Sasha. It's been promised to Sasha. It was one of the things that they got her to come back with. It's fine. We will make you the women's champion and we'll put a title on you. And that's what they're going
to
do.
And it just makes sense storyline-wise. It makes sense for Sasha to take out Becky and Becky chase. You can also now put Becky on SmackDown, have her chase Bayley, take the Bayley's belt from her on SmackDown, put her now as the SmackDown Women's Champion there, and you've sort of you've given her that belt back, but you've done it so now she's switched brands. So it kind of makes sense. You can then move Charlotte back to Raw, but Charlotte's in the advertising. It's weird because Sasha will then be left alone on Raw and the other three will be on SmackDown. I don't know. It's convoluted. It's weird.
I feel like for Charlotte, because again, they're going to balance the rosters, you could move Bayley over to Raw once she's done with the title. I mean, because you could easily put the title back on Charlotte, you make her the 10-time women's champion or whatever the fuck she is now, and she gets that honor and they all make a big deal about her, and then you have Becky roll up and she's like, so, about your title, I would like to have it, please. Let's fight.
So, let's break this down one by one. Bayley versus Charlotte, who wins?
I really want Bayley to win. That's what really sucks about this, is they've given her this new character. They've turned her heel. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I want Bayley to have Charlotte's number. I want Bayley to beat Charlotte to prove that she's not that big-eyed, starry-eyed fangirl that was here before, that she's matured, she has changed, and she is here to kick somebody's butt. But it's Fox.
I think that belt doesn't matter right now because it's going to end up, to me, Becky, Bayley wins this. Charlotte and Sasha beats Becky. Becky then beats Bayley. She gets that title at some point to be the SmackDown champion on Fox. So I think that's how I'm piecing it together.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bayley retains just because she needs that big win over Charlotte.
All right, I'm going Bayley. You're going Bayley. 8-ball, does Bayley retain? No. Thanks, Abel. Thanks for going along with the...
Thanks for the backup, dude.
My logic. Then we have Raw Women's title, Becky versus Sasha. I'm going Sasha. You're going...
I'm going Sasha. I feel like that belt has been promised to her. It was one of the things that they used to get her to come back. And honestly, I'm okay with it. Give it to Sasha. Let her run with it for a while. Becky, I feel like Becky has done so much. And yes, she is the cover girl for the game. So that does weigh heavily into it. But if you're going to have her on SmackDown, if you're going to feature her there, she needs to lose that title. And she needs a little bit of a break, I feel like, because she's had it since Mania. So might be good for her to have a little bit of a rest before they put another title on her. I don't know. But I'm going to say Sasha.
I'm going Sasha as well. 8-ball, does Sasha win the belt on Sunday? Okay. 8-ball, does Sasha win the belt on Sunday? Very doubtful. Thanks for playing the logic game with us, Vapeball. You're awesome. Go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork starting tomorrow and leave your picks. You have about till 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday to get them in.
There you go. So, all right, I think we're done.
Yeah, I'd say we're done. Saturday night, midnight-ish, It is CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. What is the... We're doing the Season 1 Greater Than Great Debate finale wrap-up. 128 winners of the debates go off and battle on what is the greatest of the great. Whatever it's called. That plus Lone Jobber on the Road. Tune in. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be live to review Clash of Champions. Whenever it ends, they'll be live. Mike, Tim, and Omega. Monday night, we're back for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk all things Clash of Champions. We'll have the first NXT rundown of the two-hour show and one of the last SmackDown throwdowns. It's all going to take place next week. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extras all on the website. Another one's coming at some point. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. You have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. It's also September, which means it's half off new subscriptions to the channel. We get full price, you just have to pay half. It's $2.50. It's less than a cup of coffee. And that's so easy. Use credit card RockSock in the Fortnite item shop at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lingsward, LNSWRD, and you know, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and I think we're doing Fortnite with friends. Everybody watch the Twitters and see. We have to figure that out. So just stay tuned on that, but just in case we aren't back, we'll see everybody live next week for the Rack. But till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.